Post Game Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Really no injuries to report. Everybody that left the game did return to the game. Open it up for questions.
John, what did you think was the difference offensively for you guys, particularly in the second half?
Yeah, I think third down was critical. I think time of possession was pretty lopsided, particularly in the second half. We kind of hung in there in the first half. Is it related to time of possession? And I think we were probably more successful on third down in the first half. So I think really the big difference in the game is they were able to convert a higher percentage of third downs than we were.
What did you learn about your team today?
You know, I think it's there. I think we haven't been whole for very long, and particularly in the offensive line. We just added a guy this past week, you know, that we slid in, kind of juggled two guys. But, you know, all in all, I think the ability is there now. It's just getting on the same page.
John, on the interception, we start the second half. Did Kevin run the wrong route?
That was just poor execution. I don't like getting into blame games, but it obviously wasn't executed very well.
On the quarterback sneak, they look like they got a generous spot. Did you consider challenging that spot?
Yeah, I mean, you don't do too well with challenges on spots. I think, you know, if it's not clear cut, it doesn't get changed. But, you know, I liked, you know, they executed their quarterback sneak a little better than we executed ours.
What did you see on your own challenge?
Oh, the challenge?
On the catch down the
yeah, that was just a long timeout.
Another decision question to go for it on the fourth and one, mm-hmm. where the center quarterback exchange is fumbled. What was your thinking there, not kicking?
Well, I think it's inches. It's inches. And, you know, you'd like to think you'd be able to get that. I think they made a similar call. Like I said, usually it's about execution.
Being aggressive at the end of the first half paid off. What was behind that decision at that point?
Well, we had a chance to take a shot at the end zone. Still enough time to kick, just in case. I mean, obviously you can't throw it in play. You know, the end zone counts.
You're first and 20 at your own 27. Do you have any thought of, and it was just running up the middle and walk off the field?
Are you talking about for the field goal?
No. At the end of the first half, you know, before the jump ball to Alshon, was there a thought to be conservative and just?
Yeah, I think we were. We ran the ball. I think there was like 1:30 or something to go. So we got it down pretty good. They had two timeouts as well. We didn't want to give it back to them, if that's what you're asking.
No. When you have a weapon like Alshon,
yeah.
Does that encourage you to maybe be more aggressive at the end of the first half? Than you would otherwise.
You know, I think just the situation of the game, we're always aggressive. You know, sometimes people think running the ball is not aggressive. I kind of tend to differ. But, you know, I thought we executed very well at the end of the half to end up with a touchdown instead of a field goal.
John, what do you think of Kevin Love's game?
Yeah, you know, without watching the tape, you know, I'm not happy with the game at all because we lost.
What is the importance generally of third downs?
Well, it's time of possession. It's moves to change. Usually it results in points when you move the chains, whether it's explosive plays or, you know, moving the chains on third down. You know, it's arguably the most important down other than fourth down.
Looked like Brock was able to have a fair amount of time in the pocket. Was that a lot what they were doing or your guys' ability?
You know, I think until, you know, it's pretty much we got to throw every play. I thought, I thought we got out the quarterback pretty good. I don't know what the sack total was, but I wasn't unimpressed with our pass rush.
What do you like, or what do you see in Floyd?
You know, like a lot I've seen, you know, even before we got him as a Bear, I think he's explosive. Obviously, he's young, learning the defense, and I've been impressed with his progress, and I thought he played okay today.
How much of the line struggles can just be attributed to needing more time together?
I think, you know, it's probably those struggles occurred a little bit more in the second half, especially when you get into, you know, kind of backyard football where you got to throw it to catch up. You know, so I'm sure without seeing the tape, you know, again, you feel that they're a talented front. Whenever you get to, you know, one-dimensional like that, I think it's problematic for most anybody.
That Langford got almost all the touches just because you liked what he was doing, or was there not any need to rest at all?
You know, it wasn't that kind of game. You know, it wasn't one of those where we ran it 35 times. You know, so I don't think we didn't need to spell a whole lot because of the fronts we were seeing and the type of game it became.
Overall thoughts on Jay's play?
You know, again, I don't like to evaluate people in the press. You know, I think, you know, none of our performances were good enough today.
Thank you.
Thank you.